protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional man? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said, listening to Chris Street the first hour, and of course listening to Dave Hodges in the second hour. Now you're going to hear from me a little bit on the Dave Janda Show. I was on the Dave Janda Show yesterday. Dave was kind of wondering about what's going on in California, how the coronavirus is going to affect California, and what is the outcome and all that stuff. So we talked quite a bit about that. Then we talked about the convention. I'm going to play for you the interview with Dave Janda here because I think it's important that you hear it. It's a good I think it's a good interview. I think it tells everything I could tell you about what's going on. You probably haven't heard. The listenership is a little bit different in the third hour from the first hour and the second hour, but you'll get the drift of what's going on here in California. It's a pretty clear picture. The signs are all around. All you need to do is look at the responsiveness or lack of responsiveness for the state of California. The neglect that the state government has for its own people is shocking. I mean, it's been going on for years, but now all of a sudden there's a crisis, and how are they responding? They're hiding under the rocks from which they came. That's really what's happened. Gavin Newsom has slithered underneath his rock. I know that Alex Padilla is about ready to slither under his rock. But where's Javier Becerra? Where is Javier Becerra? I guess we'll find out, huh? Anyways, this crisis brews. So anyway, here we go. We're going to go with Dave Janda, me on the Dave Janda Show. So if the music sounds a little different, but, all of a sudden I come on, it's still Agenda 21 Radio. Here we go.
I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah!
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at WHAM Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available on our YouTube channel, also named Operation Freedom, where we upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week. Also available on our website, davejanda.com, both the free, the public side, where we upload information on a regular basis, but where the real meat of the matter is, the extra analysis, the extra guests, the extra information, the more in-depth analysis that we don't go into further on the radio show or on the YouTube platform, because if we did, the deep state players in the senior executive service level of the government that are still present would, in their respective agencies, and they're in every agency, would put a halt to this show, to this station, to the YouTube channel, and we want to keep those lines of communication open. So that's why we have the website that's has such awesome cybersecurity protection because of our IT teams on top of things 24/7. It's information that you will never get from the bought-off lamestream fake media. They will never present it. Why? Because they're an arm of the deep state. It's my honor to have our next guest with us. He is on the front line of the information superhighway, the superhighway that the deep state doesn't want you to, if you will, enter and get in the fast lane, if you will. He takes a lot of grief and a lot of heat for the information he presents because it's deleterious to the deep state. His name is Paul Preston. His website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. He has been awarded, if you will, the title of one of the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk show hosts. A little background on Paul. He really takes the issues surrounding and initially based his analysis on the United Nations Agenda 21, now the updated version Agenda 2030. And most people don't know that the United Nations, back in 1992, when George Bush the first actually embraced it, came up with a plan, a design that will control virtually every aspect of your life. But they did do that, and the plan is in effect today. It's under the guise, if you will, of environmentalism. And the United Nations Agenda 21 and 2030 is, in reality, a means to destroy capitalism and to redistribute the wealth of the United States. Paul is a radio talk show host, as I mentioned. I encourage you to go to his website, listen to his broadcast, agenda21radio.news. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for having me.
Well, Paul, you are based in the great state of California, where we have a large number of listeners. And as you are well aware, the virus issue is very front and center, not just around our country, but in particular in California. Give us a status report, Paul, on what you're seeing, what you're hearing, because you have sources through not just throughout the state of California, but the country and the world. What are you hearing? Let's first start from your sources in the state of California.
Well, my sources in the state of California says that the state of California has no money to react to the situation. They're broke as a joke. Everybody knows that. They have their auditor general reported about a month ago that there seems to be $320 billion missing that she can't account for over last year's spending. That's with a B.
Yeah.
By the reactions that we have seen over the last several years, the state of California's complete lack of reacting to any natural disaster. I mean, any natural disaster. Everybody sees all these fires and they see all these fire engines and all this other stuff happening. This is all stuff that's guaranteed money to come in, or at least it was, by the federal government. But after the fire, there is no, absolutely no state relief that comes in to help anybody. After these floods, nothing happens. And what happened right now in this current situation with the coronavirus is that there's a lot of deflection for the blame. No one wants to take the blame in the state of California. They've got this multi-billion dollar Office of Emergency Services program that does absolutely nothing. It's just a bureaucracy with a whole bunch of bureaucrats making all kinds of money. But it does nothing for the communities. No warning systems, no, I mean, it's just so, anyway, But the big news coming out about the coronavirus is that there's no, they don't even have test kits in California. They haven't bought, they don't even have any kind of test kits for the coronavirus or any other virus for that matter. And they're not deploying any of this from so-called, you know, stores or reserves that you might find in the state of California. This is just outrageous. This state cannot respond to a simple emergency. They have to wait for the feds to bail them out. And then they point the finger at the feds for not being able to be prepared, like you saw with John Garamendi. What a joke. You know, of course, Solano County, Travis Air Force Base is right there. And he started, you know, right away criticizing the Trump administration for not being prepared. Well, listen, he's that district in California, that's his district. Why is he not knocking down the door on the governor and saying, hey, what are you doing to respond? They're not responding, and Garamendi is just trying to deflect any kind of blame away from Newsom.
And so take this where you think this is going to – let's start in California. Where you think that this current situation is going to – how it's going to escalate or how it's – play this out, Paul, because you're really good at the looking down the pipe and saying, that's where I think we're going to be in a week, a month down the line.
Well, I think that you're going to see more of these cases pop up. It's just a natural thing. It's a natural course of how, yeah, Dave, you know how viruses work. You understand virology. And you understand this particular virus, how this is seemingly work a little bit. Well, it looks like we've experienced a little difficulty in the playing of the tape. So we're going to get back at it here and see what's going on. Anyway, that was a pretty good start to this whole thing. Let's see if we can repair the damage coming up. Going to get into our commercial here real quick. The DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're right in the middle of the Dave Janda interview, and all of a sudden it shut off, so we'll have to get that for you. We got another technical issue that we got to work on, unfortunately, so we're going to be having to rejoin that conversation here maybe a little bit later in the show. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Got to call the technicians up, get the real scoop on what is really truly going on. Anyway, so we're trying to follow that theme, obviously, about what's going on in not just regular California, but, of course, New California with the diseases. And like we were reporting earlier, the whole thing going on in New California is, of course, bursting at the seams. We're really proud to see all this stuff that's happening with New California and all the other crazies that are out there, right? that are wanting to have a piece of the action, I guess you can say. But New California is going to become a reality. Devil's Deed. This is something. Sanders commands massive crowds in California, eyes gold in Super Tuesday's biggest contest. Bernie Sanders, he's back. And, of course, this is kind of an interesting thing. Massive crowds in California, eyes gold in Super Tuesday. This is, again, playing on what we were talking about. The crowd that they're talking about for tomorrow's election. Of course, now it is almost, it's Super Monday, I guess you'd say. This is, where are these massive crowds? Held two massive crowds on Sunday to delegate rich California, drumming up enthusiasm before a combined crowd of nearly 25,000. The campaign estimated more than a third of all delegates are on the line with 14 states. Of the roughly 1,350 delegates up for grabs, 415 are from California, which is why Sanders' campaign is hoping left-wing enthusiasm can carry them to big wins. Our campaign has built a multiracial, multigenerational working class, he says. Movement across California, says Rafael Navarre, the campaign's state director, in announcing the crowd count. Okay, our supporters and our volunteers across the state are what drives this campaign, and we have the energy and excitement to do very well here in California. Sanders' rallies were huge, even by standards, and certainly compared with crowds for other candidates. Senator Elizabeth Warren rallied a crowd of an estimated 2,000. Sanders has been hitting the gold state hard ahead of this week's primaries. The campaign press release stated that volunteers made more than 6.5 million phone calls and knocked on more than a million doors. So the estimated crowd, where was this? Bernie Sanders rally crowds, rallies crowd. This is March 1st, Los Angeles Convention Center. Okay. So we'll see. I'm going to pull this up here. And looks like a large crowd filling up the convention center for Bernie Sanders. And socialism is alive and well in Los Angeles, of course. That's why New California wants to leave Los Angeles alone. As vain as Trump is, this is from Lydia. This is from a tweet I'm seeing here. As vain as Trump is, don't tell me he doesn't see this and get nervous. I think the biggest favor the Democratic Party can do for him is to nominate Biden. And then she goes on, another one goes on, I am a woman voting for Bernie. Trust Bernie. Trust Bernie. Says Matt Montgomery, with California almost a socialist state, already explains why they want Bernie with more taxes than ever. Hard to figure out these folks out love giving their money to the state and government. When Bernie bans fracking, gas will be $20 a gallon. That's a fact. Okay, now this is a little bit of a video here. Let's get the sound on this and see what we can hear. This is like a Trump rally. Oh yeah, here we go. It's mimicking and copying Trump, of course. Got the state flag, big banner of state flag back there. Bernie Sanders, this is his thing. Okay, let's try and play this a little bit here. Live from Los Angeles, this is a live feed for the Bernie Sanders moment.
Fighting for the right to vote. Fighting for self-determination.
Oh, here we go.
For the
Marissa
right
Franco.
In one's own skin. On their own
Miliente.
Terms.
Miliente. Excuse me.
Despite knowing
California, please make a plan with your family and friends
them.
To vote on Super
As
Tuesday.
As a brown woman, I would be remiss not to pay homage to the black freedom struggle and all of the ways in which black people
you
have advanced
hear all this.
This country.
This is the Bernie rally.
This matters. And it matters because if you don't know where you're from, then you don't know where you're at. And if you don't know where you're at, you miss history when it's your turn to make it. Look around. Look around. We are perched at the edge of history. There is so much at stake in the 2020 election. The world around us is bursting with problems and bursting with possibility. And that's making some people very, very nervous. You know why? Because we're winning.
Yeah. Really?
4 years ago, Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp. He has flooded it. He demands law and order when he operates as if he is above it. 4 years later, this historic campaign is gathering steam to finish what it started. Bernie Sanders presents the clearest alternative to Trump. He is willing to name the problems, what's causing them, and proposes the bold solutions that we need to solve them. So Bernie is earning the support of
Bernie
Latinos across
earning.
The country. That's undeniable. Here's why. Real easy. Here's why. Because he's working for it, because his platform speaks to our people, and because of the concept of palabra. Palabra is sacred. Bernie has been consistent. He says the things when it's cool. He says it when it's not cool. And as all non-billionaires know, we know how the world works. We know this ain't Burger King. We know we can't always have it our way. But we want and we demand elected officials who are going to fight like hell for us. Y para la raza, para la gente latina que está aquí, after years of being targeted by this administration, of being denigrated, of promises unkept, we have an opportunity. Tenemos una oportunidad en esta elección. No solo estamos eligiendo un candidato, tenemos la oportunidad de retomar el respeto y la dignidad de nuestra comunidad. No one's going to give that to us. We got to go out and take it. And this campaign, this historic electoral movement is our vehicle to do that. Vamos por el respeto. Vamos por lo nuestro. And the next time some fool comes coming around our community, we're going to make them think about it. Not once, twice, not maybe three times, maybe four times before they come mess with us.
Yeah. No threats there.
In the next few weeks, they are going to tell us it's not possible. They are going to tell us, oh, so-and-so over there ain't going to like this platform that y'all are talking about. They're going to ask us, how are you going to pay for it? Knowing damn well that they always got the money when it comes to bailing out the big bank and waging wars. So here's the question. Are we going to believe that?
Well, from the Bernie rally in Los Angeles yesterday. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're checking it out with the Bernie Sanders rally from yesterday in Los Angeles, California. And listening to some of the speakers there, the revolutionaries and so on. This is clearly a revolutionary, and in the sense of a communist revolutionary movement. This is not a socialist. Well, of course, if you want a socialist movement, you swing with Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler is one of the genesis keynote figures. I mean, socialism was picked up as a notion, the National Socialist, after coming to fruition. Socialism generated here in the United States, but Adolf Hitler seemed to work a very good spiel with socialism in a very short period of time. In Nazi Germany, the Nazis were called National Socialists. Hello, we need to understand that. So here you have a democratic socialist is what Bernie Sanders is now calling himself because he wants to get that word democracy hung on to socialism so that you don't think of him as an Adolf Hitler type of figure, even though his policies will give you Adolf Hitler type of policies. Hello, or, you know, outcomes. And then you have the I've got one foot into communism mode going on, which, you know, this state has leaned towards that. And you can see that they pandered to the illegal foreign nationals are here in the country. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that Bernie Sanders is completely at home in at whatever you want to call him. Now, we've always said that communism and socialism is just two sides of the same coin, and that's true. you have to have, you know, those two sides when you talk about totalitarianism. And that's where Bernie Sanders wants things to go to. And he's got the attention of all the socialists right now, and it looks like they're going to be moving forward with the Bernie Sanders. It certainly, you know, like I said, in 2016, the election was stolen fair and square from Bernie in the primary in 2016. And guess what? It's going to be hard for them to steal the primary from Bernie this time. However, there's this, and this is very important to understand about the this the, of the that. Let me make sure. I got to make sure I got my markers here. But in today's edition of Agenda 21 Radio is this story that came out from Chris Nichols of Capital Public Radio. Final results from California primary could take days or weeks, Secretary of State says. Hello? Didn't it take days, hours and hours and hours and days and days and days to finally get the results of the House seats in Orange County in the last election cycle in 2018? Shocking. Shocking. That's the ballot harvesting, which is legal in California. And, of course, the concern is, and the writer of this, Chris Nichols, is exactly right. So I want you to keep this in mind as we go back to the Bernie rally in Los Angeles, which is huge. It says, Chris Nichols starts off his article, hurry up and wait. That's the advice California's top election officials had Thursday for those looking for full results right after the state's March 3rd primary. They're just trying to get to everybody. It's not going to be overnight. You're not going to see it. We're warning you. We're warning you. See, they're being honest, right? They're being honest about their dishonesty that they're about to perpetrate on the population, of course. This is what he says. Our election process does not end on election night, says Secretary of State Alex Padilla on a conference call with reporters. Due to state law, standing behind state law, and frankly, the size, we're just 40 million people. The vote count will continue well beyond election night, unquote. So he's using population and he's using our laws. Padilla said the general direction of most primary contests should be known on election night, but results in close races could change and final tallies may not be available for days or weeks depending on several factors. And he says state law requires that vote-by-mail ballots. Oh, that's just brand new, the vote by mail-in ballots, right? Oh yeah, everything, they're trying to put everything on the vote by mail-in ballots. And, of course, that naturally takes a lot more time. That's the big push. That means officials may not know how many ballots are left to process until the Friday after the election. Shocking. Chaos. This is what Steve Frank of California Political News and Views writes about this. The longer it takes counting the votes, see, I like this comment. The longer it takes to counting the votes, the greater the chance of fraud and corruption. Maybe a couple of weeks after the voting stops, a county will find several hundred more votes to change the outcome. Who is in charge of the voting? Well, it's Democrat Secretary of State Alex Padilla, the man who refuses to audit the voting rolls to get rid of illegal aliens, dead people, and others from our electorate. Corruption? Chicago is taking lessons from California Democrats. That's Steve Frank. And that's exactly what you got. It's exactly what you got. You've got that. You got it. It's here. Here's Bernie Sanders. He's there. He was there yesterday in Los Angeles.
In case you haven't noticed, there are a few people here tonight. Thanks all for coming out. And let me begin by introducing to you someone who will be a great first lady, my wife, Jane Sanders.
Wow. Little buzzing going on.
Yeah. Let me thank those who have spoken already. Representative Chuy Garcia.
Chuy.
Scarlett Peralta. Let me thank Cafe Fuego for their music.
Sorry, we're getting a little buffering here on Bernie. The machinery is buffering Bernie. Wonder why that is.
Anna T. Joe for her singing. Let me thank Bonnie Castillo, the head of one of the great unions in this country, the National Nurses United. And what can we say about Sarah Silverman? And I want to make a special announcement tonight that we are going to nominate for Vice President a youthful, vigorous Dick Van Dyke. Now, I thank Dick very much, not only for being one of the great actors in America, but for having a conscience which speaks to justice and dignity. Dick, thanks very much. And let me thank Patrice Cullors. Patrice, as you all know, is one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. And she has, in her work, helped change the course of American history. Patrice, thank you very much for what you're doing. And let me thank Marissa Franco for her beautiful remarks. And Marissa is the executive director, Mi Gente. Now, I know you're going to want to listen to some music in a few minutes, right? So I have decided to limit my remarks to 3 hours.
We'll be back. You feel the burn. Thank you.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get. Hello? When your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Hello. Anyway, wanted to go back to one of the headlining articles that we have here for New California because I wanted to make sure everybody understands this or sees it, and that we had a great, great experience, if you did not know, over the weekend for New California State. And it's interesting how this will all thing, the whole thing will play out for New California, and quite frankly, I think that for the nation, that's another thing that's going on for the nation. The nation's a pretty big nation, right? Anyway, for the nation, and that the whole Mike Huckabee thing, he showed up at the convention. And gave just an incredible speech, which I thought was really wonderful. And I know most people thought it was wonderful. the speech that was given by Mike Huckabee was very inspirational and very, very supportive of New California. I mean, it was very, very supportive. And we're really proud to have his support because it's very clear that we do. And a lot of people might not understand that or think that was just craziness, right? And but it's true. We are very much, it's very, very obvious that we're going to be supported by Mike Huckabee and by other people that are very close to the president, which is what we're looking for. So anyway, we're following some major developments along that guideline for the New California State movement, which is not going to stop. It is not going to stop. In spite of what some people might want to have happen for us, it's not going to stop. We, you know, give you a sort of a recap for the whole movement and what took place. We had, at the very beginning of the convention, we opened up with the youngers, if you will. We had several people that were part of the New California State movement. And they brought their children, the youngers, as I would call them, and how that whole thing played. It was absolutely incredible the way the convention rolled out. It was absolutely incredible with the youngers sort of speaking and leading the way. We made a pitch basically as collectively to the younger generation, which worked, and I think it was very successful. And we got some recorded messages. We're gonna get to a lot of that tomorrow. You can hear what the speeches were like. I'm not going to try and preempt it. The other thing, too, was, of course, the addition of Chris Ann Hall to the team for New California. She was just busting it out of the park. And I really do appreciate all the great work that she did. 2 days there of speaking to the gallery and also speaking to the general audience, she did a great job. And then, of course, we had Chris Street came on really, really strong, talking about the New California, the economy of it all. Agnes Gibney talking about her quest to become a member of the House of Representatives. She's already currently a state senator in the New California State movement, but her speech was very impressive. And then finally to Governor Mike Huckabee, which I really, really do want to thank Governor Huckabee for showing up and becoming a part of the new California State team. It's very obvious. He gave us his a full-throated, very, very significant speech relative to the, relative to the new California State formation. He supports it. It's very clear that he does. He says he does. He says he's anticipating that there will be a 51st state called New California and that we are on the right track. And that was very, very heartening to everybody because, you know, it's, you know, for years now, what does anybody notice this? And we haven't been really looking for a lot of notoriety yet because, you know, the bottom line is that we've got business to do. I mean, making a new state is hard work, and you have to basically get down and, get to it. You have to pull the pieces of the puzzle together. You have to make the contacts. You have to, get your money in order and make sure your expenditures are not exceeding your income, which is a big balancing act, of course, for any movements. Some of these movements have gone afoul of that and really have themselves in deep, deep debt, and we don't have that at New California. We have some, we have expenditures outstanding yet that are going to be paid, but the bottom line, we're not way over anybody's, crazy level, which is what I call it. But we have our issues going forward. We know that it's not going to be easy. It is absolutely not going to be easy right now as we in New California move forward. And we're not at all backing down or shy about the process of forming a new state. So this is going to be literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have this experience. And again, it's not just once in a lifetime. It's really once in many lifetimes that we've had this opportunity. The last time a new state came in to the union was Alaska and Hawaii, and that was in 1959. And that was under really the direction and tutelage and assistance of Dwight, Dave, and Eisenhower. I think the presidents play a role in statehood. That's been evidenced by history. Abraham Lincoln, in most notable in the West Virginia situation, really had to come in and assist the West Virginians, and he did, got Congress to go ahead with the plan that was being instrumented. It was instrumental in getting Congress to go along with the plan of West Virginia as they were being smacked around by not having a state to appeal to. They formed the restored government or reformed or whatever they want to call it, but it reorganized, I think that's one of the terms. But it was the restored government of Virginia that kind of kicked that whole thing off. And whether or not we're going to have the restored government of California is, of course, a big, big question as we move forward into the situation and circumstances that we have now. So anyway, as we look forward to tomorrow's election, we have a shout-out to all of our new Californians to do poll watching. And what I mean by that is to go to your local polling place and stand across the street or at least someplace where you're not in the way of people who go to vote and wear your California, new California state clothing and banners and break it out and display yourself. Just have a visual so people can see who you are. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com will be kind of going crazy, I guess you can say, in the next few weeks. We got a big push going forward to make sure that New California is up and running as it should be, as it is. It's just, like I said, it's a phenomenal movement that's going on right now. And I can't be prouder of all the people that have put this whole thing forward, and of course the people of the Central Coast and all the help that everybody has put in to make this such a successful event, but also make the movement moving forward more than successful. And of course the biggest successes are just about to come, which is really wonderful. A lot of people don't understand yet what we're doing, how we're doing it, how we're getting it done. And I guess, that, you know, we ought to have that guy come out. Who is that? Larry the Cable Guy come out, right? Have him come out and, you know, basically stop the socialism by getting her done. Now, listen, you laugh. We might have that. We might have getting her done. The biggest, greatest thing that happened, one of the greatest things was Chris Ann Hall's, you know, saying, stand your ground, USA, and sort of leading a cheer with a crowd. Stand your ground, USA. Stand your ground, USA. We minted a coin, actually, for New California to kick off the 6th Constitutional Convention. And you can get the minted coins. We're going to put that information out about how you can do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or NCS51. Either one gets you there. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.